Welcome back to
Chronically Iconic Mistakes.
I'm your co-host Raya.
And I'm your host Jocelyn.
So I'm starting a new segment called Conspiracy Theories.
Is it because some of them are wild?
Stop reading ahead. You're gonna ruin this.
Wild is like my favorite word. For everybody listening.
Okay, well, I say it a couple times in this, so you're good.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm really weirdly excited about this, but I think it's because I don't have anybody to tell any of this to, and you're kind of, like, being forced to listen, so it works.
I'm actually, like, tied to a chair, sun help. Don't, not really, though. This isn't we're not making the crime for the crime podcast.
Not yet, unless you keep reading my information.
Hashtag goals. Seriously, I'm kidding. FBI agent assigned to me. I'm not doing that. Thanks.
We decided to make this a little bit more lighthearted because our last have been kind of hard. So, yeah, I like conspiracy theories because some of them are wild.
You said it, not me.
But they're pretty much all unproven. Like, I mean, they're pretty out there, so.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm really excited to know what it's about, so.
I know, I'm going really slow, the suspense. Okay.
I'm literally dying.
This one is pretty well known, I would say, but, like, maybe it's not because I get on weird sides of TikTok and this is how I kind of heard about it, but it's about the mystery of national parks.
Oh, I'm here for this. Is any part of this in Tennessee?
I think I mentioned it maybe once, but...
Okay, I'll hold off.
Yeah, feel free to add whatever you know about it. I tried to give this conspiracy theory justice, but there is so much information, like, I don't know. I'm just saying that I tried my best, so if I miss something or something, don't come for me.
I mean, I might, but...
Okay. Jocelyn's a little spicy.
I'm just kidding. It's fine.
All right. So, there are a lot of theories about what happens in national parks deep into the forest.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I said it like that. But, I mean, there have been about, like, 2,700-ish confirmed deaths in the past 12 years in national parks, and about 1,600 go missing every year. So, that's pretty big.
Like, are we talking about, like, people just hiking along?
Any national forest in the world, there has been, like, random people just going missing. So, yeah, mostly hikers.
I mean, like, I truly want to believe in some, like, crazy conspiracy, but is it safe to say that, like, national parks are just fucking dangerous?
It is, and that's actually my first theory. It could just
okay,
be
my bad.
The boring theory of, like, just coyotes and cougars and bears, oh my.
I've actually had a handful of experiences where, specifically in the Wichita Mountains of Oklahoma, where, like, we went to this spooky location called the Parallel Forest, and every time we went, it was during time change. And we ended up in the dark.
Of course.
At this spooky fucking location. And you could actually hear coyotes, like, all around us.
Dude, you say you're being safe, but that doesn't sound very safe.
Okay, these were, like, my beginning, like, this is what got me into hiking, so
like,
probably,
you were being stupid.
Yeah, like, I probably wasn't making great decisions at the time. Like, I've actually gotten lost in the Wichitas twice now.
Okay.
So, like, on a mountain, it was not good. So, I'm better now than I was.
I'll believe you. Okay. So, yes, that theory is people get lost, hurt, they go with people they shouldn't, get murdered. I mean, so many theories that are boring and blah, blah, blah. But we're here to talk about the more interesting ones.
Not the logical ones, guys.
Yeah, not the logical. And before I move on, I need you to keep an open mind about this, okay? Because this only is interesting if you aren't a bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna make fun of it.
Okay, you can make fun of it because it's fun. But,
I'm still listening. I'm still excited.
Yeah, and you have to think, like, these theories, people wholeheartedly believe that they're real. But let's get into the wild theories, okay?
Oh,
and it's so weird that I'm this excited because this is fucked up. I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
So the first theory is that people think that there may be feral cannibal people.
Okay, I'm here for this one. I'm actually really here for this one.
Yeah, and this is actually the most plausible besides the boring, you know, coyote ones. Because, like, I mean, there's a vast majority of national parks that we can't go to, we can't reach, we haven't explored enough of. Anyway, I'm going to mention TikTok quite a bit in this whole thing. And if I mention a TikToker, they're going to be linked. So if you want more information, please follow the links.
I was told I'm not allowed to be a bitch, so I'm being quiet because I don't know how to not be.
You can make jokes.
Oh, okay.
Was there a joke you wanted to do?
No, that was the joke.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a very good one, but I giggled, so it's really all that matters.
I must say, though, that
she moves on.
I've been into the depths of TikTok for this one, and it really is terrifying to kind of think of what's really out there. A TikToker that goes by the name of The Present Believer claimed to hear screaming during her visit to the Big Bend National Park in Texas. She was camping and heard people yell deep into the forest things like, "We're gonna die," "Call a ranger," and "I love you, just know that." They reported the incident to park rangers and the police, who coincidentally found absolutely nothing, no signs of anybody being in the park. And I say coincidentally because there are also some theorists that state park rangers have been covering this up for some time to not cause panic and not be victims of whatever this is themselves. It seems like anytime someone posts about this, it's also taken down or magically disappears, like something's being covered up.
Okay, not to be the Debbie Downer, but this is an American Horror Story episode.
Is it really? Which episodes?
Yes, American Horror Stories. It was like the fourth or fifth episode, the Horror Stories one, like the you know, one that changes every episode that they came out with. And it's very similar to this, minus the people like yelling, and that's the only thing they notice. But there's this whole thing, I'm not gonna ruin it, that is kind of similar to this, and the rangers are covering it up until like the end.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Not saying it couldn't happen, but it's just very familiar to that, so.
And if you haven't noticed, Jocelyn's the, like, logical one in this relationship, and
I am. Like, if I'm not logical, I'm usually kidding.
I literally believe basically anything.
But I am down for the cannibal thing. I mean, I've told you about the Tennessee cannibals, like, so many times, because I just think it's such, like, a bizarre thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell us a little bit more about that probably later down.
Okay, sounds like a plan, Stan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, anyways, this lady went back and asked about the family she thought she heard the next day, and the park rangers didn't know anything of what she was talking about, as if she had never called.
Okay, this could be as simple as just, like, really bad staffing. Like, nobody communicated. Unless it's the same person, I don't know. You know?
I mean, that's what I thought, too, because, like, the daytime park rangers and the nighttime park rangers probably aren't the same.
Shift switch, I doubt that they're doing report, like, frickin' nursing staff, you know? They're just like, mm-hmm. Here, your fucking turn. But yeah. Also, then there's people like me who literally might forget that happened, like, 10 minutes later.
True, but I feel like if this was a really real report of, like, people screaming, saying those things, there should have been a little bit more digging.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I mean, you wouldn't catch me being a ranger, because if somebody called with that, I'd be like, that fucking sucks. I'm not going out there to die.
Maybe that's why so many people stay missing, because, like, yeah, it's fun to be a park ranger until something actually happens.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know how trained they are for that. Like, I'm sure they have some training, but I'm sure that when this call comes in, they're nervous as hell to take care mm-hmm. of it. I mean, they're not police officers.
Yeah, definitely. Now, like I said, this seems to be a very real possibility of, like, feral people in the national parks, because, like Jocelyn said in our previous podcast, like, national parks are meant to stay natural.
Yes. Yeah.
They are dense and some parts are largely undiscovered. So it's not super out there to say this could happen. But of course, Obviously, it could just be feral animals too that attacked this family. However, I feel like if it was just an animal, they would have been able to find at least, like, remains of people.
Right, like, you would think. I mean, unless it was dragging it somewhere, like, the people somewhere, but...
Right. But you would hear the animal, too, and they didn't mention any animal sounds.
Yeah, and I mean, this just reminded me of the dude that was just, like, living his life on his own, didn't know anything about COVID, and then he just, like, came out and was like, I guess I'll get the shot.
Yeah, he was like, what the hell is going on? Because he was in the mountains, and then he came out, and everybody was wearing masks.
He's just like, oh, okay. I guess we're doing this now.
It's not super far off, but kind of tell us about your Tennessee cannibals, because I don't mention it.
Dude, I don't... That's it. There's cannibals in Tennessee.
You don't have a story or anything you've read?
I really don't. It's just like a theory. It's just like a theory.
Well...
I can come up with something as you talk and I can circle back.
No. The Hills Have Eyes originated in Tennessee, and I believe that was based on a true story.
Well, and I guess, like, my thing is, like, there's a lot of people claim to hear, like, a lot of screaming and a lot of people go missing and stuff. That's, like, the reason that they think.
Yeah. My therapist, actually, where is the Grand Canyon? Is that in Tennessee?
Oh, that's, so it depends. It can be in Canada. And there's another part, and I'm trying to think where... It's in Arizona.
We're stupid. Okay, so my therapist actually told me a story about when she visited the Grand Canyon, how, like, I was telling her I was uncomfortable going to, like, really small cities because, like, it seems like everyone knows everyone and they stare at you like they're about to murder you, basically. And she was telling me how she went to the Grand Canyon and she took, like, a back way of how somebody was telling her to go. And, like, there was a small gas station, and everyone just stopped doing what they're doing and just, like, stared at her. And she got, like, this really creepy feeling, like, I'm about to be murdered. So they left.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's crazy. So, yeah, I don't like down south. I'm sorry. Y'all are weird. Y'all freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky. I don't mind, like, Oklahoma was fine. But, like, I haven't spent a lot of time in Texas to really have an opinion. Mm-hmm. I've landed in Dallas-Fort Worth. Everything seemed good. We saw a cowboy in a cookie shop, so that was pretty cool. It was like a storybook.
The problem is that there's stretches of road that, like, you have to plan because you're not finding a gas station.
Yeah, that's a thing. And you guys drive like fucking crazy people. I'm just gonna say it. How are you guys living? Like, how have you not all just died in car crashes? It's terrifying to drive in Dallas-Fort Worth. Like, seriously. And I've driven through, like, Chicago and shit.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. I'll go on forever.
Yes. Let's get back to the National Forest. We're done with Tennessee cannibals. Okay. Alright, so this next theory. These next theories, I'm gonna start by slowly bringing you into them because you're just gonna laugh at them. So a theory I'm going to explain kind of focuses on people basically just vanishing into thin air. Many of these missing person cases, like, they bring in search and rescue dogs. And typically with search and rescue dogs, like, they're there to sniff, they're there to find things. And a lot of the times, they could not or would not, like, refused to perform their duties.
Spontaneous combustion. There was nothing to look for. Spontaneous combustion.
Well, if you combusted, wouldn't you still leave things?
No, it's just, like, ash or something. Listen, I thought this was gonna be way more of a problem in my adult life, so, like, it's gotta be somewhere. And this is it.
How the hell did you think combustion would be a problem?
You never once, like, read about spontaneous combustion and were, like, worried about it?
No.
What were you doing on the internet in the 2000s? Nothing?
Talking to predators.
Oh my god, same. Fucking same, though.
It was a very real problem in our generation. It's really sad.
That's the truth.
I was being groomed, okay? Let's move on.
That's the fucking truth. Oh, man. Okay, fine. But my theory's solid. Like, it happens.
I'm fucking dying right now.
I think.
Okay. Some missing people would disappear in one area and then show up in another, usually in higher altitudes on...
Okay, I've got an answer for this too.
Fucking bitch. Let me finish the sentence!
Okay.
Or missing from where they were last seen.
Okay, got an answer for this. Are you ready?
Can I guess what it is?
Yes, go.
They lost consciousness because they weren't breathing enough, and then they passed out, and then they woke up somewhere else. Am I right?
Okay. Glitch in the Matrix.
We don't talk about the Matrix. People who do that go up missing.
Timelines weren't right. Wait, excuse me?
Yeah. Oh my god, does that have to be my next theory?
It might have to be, because I talk about the glitch in the Matrix all the time, but what I'm talking about is, like, timelines. Like, time happens, everything happens on, like, the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. Like, your past, your future, your present, and then they just, like, collide sometimes. Like, your choices make them branch out, and, like, sometimes there's just a glitch.
And you just think, like, the national forest is where this happens?
I think it happens everywhere. I mean, if it happens, it's gotta happen everywhere. Like, that's how I would explain most things you can't explain. Like, ghosts and shit. Glitch in the fucking Matrix.
Interesting.
But, like, I'm not, like, dead set on that, but I have, like, a huge interest in the concept. I mean, because timelines could exist. Multiple dimensions could exist.
So
quantum physics.
You believe more in the Matrix than my theory?
Logic. It's the closest weird thing that's almost been kind of proven. That's all.
Okay. There's a case where a toddler was found dead 12 miles from where he vanished, over two mountain ranges and numerous creeks. And I don't know about you, but I haven't met a toddler that can walk 12 miles over mountains and creeks.
So, what if, like, the chances of meeting a murderer really aren't, like, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that this toddler, like, just happened into an adult who, like, murdered them. It happened, and I mean, it would be a long hike, it'd be strange, but, I mean, you don't know what's going on in their head. Maybe they decided later on to do it. Maybe they were trying to help. I don't know.
The problem is, I tried looking into this case a lot more to kind of see if, like, anything was resolved or, like, cause of death, essentially. And, like, mm-hmm. There are so many children that end up dying in forests that I could not find which one it was. And that's terrifying.
I mean, yes, I totally agree with that. But then again, like, how well would a child be able to take care of themselves if they got lost? I mean, would they just stay in one spot?
Yeah.
What if they wandered? Like, you don't know how long they would make it. Maybe they just fell, or, you know, they just, mm-hmm. they starved to death. They, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things if they wandered.
What gets me is that he, you know, the mountains and the creeks. He made it 12 miles.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it would be surprising.
It's not far off to say he might have been dragged, but I honestly, again, can't find the article who this was talking about, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be, like, my guess. Like, children are resilient to an extent.
Right.
I mean, they might be able to do 12 miles terrified that they can't find somebody and then just not make it. I don't know.
And, I mean, it said toddler, so, like, I don't know what toddler classifies as in this article I read, like...
That's true. I think my mind went to something a little older than a real toddler, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Yeah, I don't know what classifies as a toddler, either.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a guy named David Polides, and I think I'm saying that right, but sorry if I screwed it up. He is the author of The Missing 411, and he believes it to be Bigfoot. Like, he strongly believes that Bigfoot is out there. And Bigfoot, according to him, is a hybrid between a human and a black bear. And we'll talk about him a little bit more and a case that he studied up on.
Hold on. So, like, a bear and a human just, like, got down with it, and that's our theory?
Well, when you say it like that, it's just bestiality.
Right? Like, I have a lot of concerns about that, but... Okay.
There's no right way to explain that, yeah.
And, like, it couldn't even work anyway. Like, it would have to be, like, genetically modified, I think, or something. Like, you can't just do that, I don't think.
Is it too far off to say that it might have been genetically modified?
No, it's not. I mean, you're not wrong.
So, others say it is the Wendigo, which is an evil spirit from indigenous folklore who terrorizes woods and forests.
Yes.
I won't be, like, going more into it than that because I do feel it's kind of disrespectful to teach about folklore that I'm not a part of, so I'm just going to move on from that, but that is one theory.
I get what you're getting at.
All right, so another TikToker, The Chronicles of Olivia, posted a video about her experience at Lena Lake in Washington. Her videos on TikTok have since been deleted, so she actually posted it all on YouTube. I'll post the video because it is pretty interesting, and she does seem, like, super educated, even though some of the stuff she's saying is, like, super out there, but she shows proof, so I don't know. So she says she was climbing a mountain and saw hundreds of humanoid footsteps. In the video, she claims the government is withholding information regarding a species of humanoid creatures because they have not yet been classified.
Creepypasta.
You've seen this on Creepypasta?
There's like a whole, it's like, okay, so they're like fake doc. I mean, I'm assuming they're fucking fake documents because it's creepypasta, but there's a ton of documents like...
Mm-hmm.
Talking about classified humanoid, like, creatures and all these, like, crazy creatures that they're, like, keeping from us.
But maybe it's not fake.
Okay, but I don't think the documents are, like, legit, though.
No.
But I see what you're saying, and, like, mm-hmm. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised, I guess.
Yeah. She also claims they're harmless, which, I don't know, if thousands are going missing and this is her, like, answer for it, I'm not seeing how they are harmless, but I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe in the sense that, like, a wolf that accidentally eats you is just doing what it's supposed to do, but...
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nature or whatever.
But she does go on to explain that the footprints she saw have... Like, she is really on this. Like, she says they have mid-tarsal breaks, which can only be found in primates unless you have a cuboid syndrome, and I think I'm saying that right. But that's super rare in humans.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, when I first saw the pictures she posted, I thought they were like 8 feet, so maybe they're just apes.
Like, where was she hiking again?
Lena Lake in Washington. Like, they looked like human feet, but like bigger human feet. And
I really just need to... Okay, I found like a picture of it, and it really just looks like a super deep human footprint that like is smushed into a lot of mud.
Yeah. But she really details, like, how it's absolutely cannot be humans.
Like, I see what you're talking about with the arch, but...
Yeah, but then she also says, you know, anything's possible, so...
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about a pretty notable case that Paul Eads talks about in his book. I haven't read his book, but I will be reading it after this because it does sound super interesting. It's a pretty famous case about Dennis Martin.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. I read a little bit about this, I think.
Yeah, this is the only time I touched Tennessee. So, this case is about Dennis Martin, the 6-year-old boy who went missing in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. Dennis hid behind a tree during a game of hide-and-seek, and when their family went to look behind the tree, he wasn't found. They found a set of children's footprints leading to a stream, but were dismissed as evidence for some reason, which, that's really weird to me.
That's weird.
Yeah. Many believe he just fell into the stream or something, but there is only one other piece of evidence, but it was also, again, dismissed by police, and I'm saying, like, if there's evidence, why is it being dismissed?
Mm-hmm.
But 1 hour after Dennis went missing, a family that was kind of around the same area claimed to see a bear in that same area that Dennis went missing.
Yeah.
However, they don't think it was a bear because even though it had fur, the animal was ducking and weaving around the trees and running like a human while carrying a child over his shoulder.
This is actually the case that American Horror Story episode was based on, and I just put that together for some reason.
Okay.
Because it the tree thing happens and it's very similar. But aside from that, I think I've also listened to this case on maybe it was BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really interesting just because when you're playing hide and seek, like, first off, don't play that in the woods. I'm gonna throw that out. Don't play that in the fucking mountains, in the woods. Like, why are you doing that? But that's creepy. But it's not that hard to, like, miss kids because they're really bad at hiding.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like his family was right there. It didn't seem like they went super far.
And, I mean, we used to play, like, ghost in the graveyard as kids. I don't know if you did that.
That was my favorite. I miss that.
Me too! And now I'm like, why was I do? Like, I would be terrified to do that now.
When we get together, we have to do that.
Okay, yes, but we're gonna like, where would we play it? In our backyard.
Yeah, I used to just play it in my backyard and, like...
I could handle that because our backyard's fully fenced, but there's not a lot to hide in.
Well, I mean, if it's super dark, you wouldn't be able to see anybody.
That's true. And, like, I mean, we really could play it with, like, the neighborhood because nothing fucking happens here.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna get murdered. But, yeah, that game was so much fucking fun as a kid. And looking back now, I'm like... We played in, like, a huge area and could have just been, like, murdered.
Yeah, we had this huge woody area where we used to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know what was back there.
Same.
I remember one time we were in the pool and we looked and we saw somebody actually watching us in the woods. And when I went to go tell my grandpa, I came back and he was gone. It was so freaking creepy.
Okay, thanks. I hate that. I hate that so much. Ugh. One time when we were playing Ghosts in the Graveyard, we used to have, like, a dog line up, and it was kind of low, and my friend Heather, like, ran so hard into it because she couldn't see it. It looked like she tried to hang herself, and it was really awkward.
Oh, God.
Like, we had to be like, our bad to her parents.
That was a nice story.
Yeah, you're welcome. So was yours. Like, excuse me.
Stories with Jocelyn and Raya. Okay.
Yes, our traumatic childhood. Welcome.
Yeah, I actually was almost hung.
What?
Yeah.
You're just gonna leave it just like that, like no other context?
Okay, so there was these two boys in my neighborhood.
Oh God, I already hate this.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm so traumatized by men. Anyway.
Yeah, probably.
They drilled a hole into a tree and got a rope and chased me around the neighborhood. To try and strangle me and tie me up.
Okay. Are they murderers now? Just wondering.
They're actually not. Well, I don't know where one is, but one of them's engaged and stuff and looks pretty normal and...
The engaged one probably murdered the other one.
Maybe. I don't know, but my grandma was so fucking pissed off about it.
Yeah, they needed mental health care, like...
Yeah, she stormed into the mom's house of one of the boys, like, not no knocking or anything. She stormed the fuck in and was like, yeah, this isn't okay.
Yeah, that's literally, like, a crime.
Yeah, I tell that story. Tuesday dinners, you know, just normal.
Now that we know what's wrong.
I've been on edge since 2001. Okay.
Like, that was the one event that set you off for your life, and, like, everything makes sense, you know?
It is crazy, yeah. Okay, anyway, so back to this shit.
Back to this shit.
I want to dive more into a theory that I kind of briefly touched during the Gabby Petito episode where I told you, you know, you were gonna come up with missing memories.
Wait, what?
Do you remember in the episode I said that you were going to come up missing and come back and you wouldn't have any memories?
Oh shit. I thought you meant that I was missing memories and I was like, well, is mm-hmm. this the memory? Because I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I remember. And now I'm really ready.
Okay. So this one was a really hard read just because, like, there's so much fucking information. So I took to TikTok again to dumb it down for me because I'm kind of stupid.
TikTok's got you.
Yeah. Divinely Guided 22 really saved my life. So thank you if you ever listen to this.
Thanks, fam.
So some missing people have actually turned up after going missing and usually say they don't want to talk about what happened or they simply don't remember. A lot of the time...
Trauma.
When...
Sorry.
I just hear trauma.
I can't calm down. I have zero chill.
A lot of the time when they are found, they're completely fine. Like, there's no scratches, they haven't been starved, they don't have any bruises, bleeding, blah, blah, blah. There's a few similarities to when people go missing. Usually, one, they are found around berry bushes or boulders, or they go missing around there.
Berries and cream.
Oh my God, I can't get away from it. I cannot get away from it. Go away.
I can't either. I hate it so much.
They have dogs with them, usually. Or bad weather happens right after the disappearance. So most of the footprints are kind of washed away and you can't like track the missing people. And this theory is called the Fae theory.
No, is this about fairies?
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Yes.
Illegal. Okay, hold on though.
Okay.
What if they just had a really traumatic event, like, I don't know, getting lost, and they just forgot because that's what your brain does?
That is a theory?
It's like a solid theory. But I still want to hear about the fairies.
So, the fairy theory, let me start off by kind of telling you a little bit more about the folklore about fairies. They're nothing like Tinkerbell, no pixie dust or some shit.
Yeah, they're like demons or some shit, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
Little shitheads.
you're gonna piss them off, okay, Jacqueline?
Wait, don't say it like that, because now it's creepy.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Goddamn.
I've read a bit into them. I really ran out of time and couldn't like do the full justice this deserves. I act like we're talking about murdered people here, which
Like,
we kind of are.
I mean, I guess if they're missing, and it's
Yeah.
been a long time, probably.
Anyway, they're thought to be about 4 to 7 inches tall, with some human-like.
Same.
I was actually
Oh
gonna say that, like, you're pretty short.
my God. I'm a fucking angry person too. I bet you I am a fairy. Wait.
I think you would know.
True.
They do have human-like qualities.
I have some of those too.
I will murder you, okay.
Okay, sorry. You heard it here, guys, if I go missing.
Fucking stop. Okay, Jesus Christ. I'm just trying, okay? I'm just trying. Some people think that fairies abducted people.
That was the whole sentence. Okay. It took you so long to say that. Ooh, all right, take a breath.
So it's really hard for this theory, like any of these theories I'm talking about, because like I read about this months ago and I went back to try and find my research and I can't find any of the videos that I
What
watched.
if?
Yeah, I like they're just taken down or something.
What if you watched it in a different timeline?
Don't make me have a crisis.
Dude, I do this to myself a lot, though.
This one's gonna be really out there, so I'm not gonna really talk much about it because I really can't remember. Oh my God, I'm starting to lose my memory.
Hold on. It's more out there than the fucking evil fairies.
It ties into the fairies. I watched a
Oh, okay.
video of this person that was actually abducted.
Oh, fuck. Don't do this to me.
They heard voices of like people that were saying like
We're the same. Berries and cream. Berries and cream.
it's gonna be stuck in my head.
What if they're trendy aliens? They're trendy aliens.
Okay, let me get this fucking motherfucking theory.
Okay, I'll try to shut my berries and creams up.
Bitch, I don't even remember what I was saying.
I'm sorry, I'm a comedian. Like,
Okay, so.
okay, aliens. Did they see owls?
No! There was no fucking aliens. You're making up theories.
You said abducted. What kind of abducted were they?
Fairy abducted.
Oh!
I'm still talking about the fairy abduction.
I'm sorry. I thought we were on aliens. Okay.
So, the video I watched. They heard voices saying, like, I need help, blah, blah, blah. They followed the voices because they were like, oh, I'm gonna help. And then they were, like, they got
So,
snatched.
like sirens.
I don't know what fucking sirens are.
The mean mermaids. They like sing sailor songs
Oh!
to get you to get
Yes.
murdered.
Yeah, they basically draw you in.
Yeah.
The really hard part about this that gets me is, like, when they were abducted, whatever abducted them was trying to force them to eat something, and they were,
What was it?
I don't know. They didn't eat it, they refused to eat it, and they were let go.
They were like, oh, well, they said, like, they no consent. They were like, they won't eat it. Bye.
More than a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they're not that bad. Wait, they murder people, though.
If anybody out there knows what video I'm talking about, I literally can't find it for the fucking life of me. So, message us on Instagram if you find it.
Yes, and quick note, my fat ass would have ate it.
Oh my god, shut up.
Like, I would be dead. I would be dead. The fairies would get me. Like, give me food, that's fine. If it smells good, I'll eat it.
And you know, I actually, like, the more I think about it, I feel like it's like the alien story of, like, they probed you. Like, instead, they just fed you something.
Oh my god, you're right.
Maybe it's kind of like that. And then, like, a lot of the times, people who are abducted by aliens or say they have, they come up randomly with no memories. I mean, it kind of ties into that.
Oh my god, stop. You know I can't handle aliens.
Oh wait, aliens is where you draw the line?
No, seriously, dude, oh my god. I went after, if you haven't watched The Fourth Kind, watch it.
Yes, I have.
Because I had a mental goddamn breakdown for, like, months over it. I had to, like, lock my fucking doors before I went to bed, and if anything was wrong, like, I just mentally flipped out.
That's the movie where, like, it's basically videos, right?
Yeah, it's, like, in Nome, mm-hmm. Alaska, and it's got, like, real footage and then the reenactment on one side.
That was too much for me, too.
That messed me right up, and, like, I have to be super careful. Like, you probably won't see a lot of alien stuff on our podcast because I have to be, like, super careful for my own mental health.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why.
I'll make sure I don't study aliens anytime soon, but, I don't touch on aliens anyway in this theory, so we're good. But fairies.
Yes.
This info that I'm about to read is from subreddit missing411. I really can't make sense of most of it because it's basically all from books, and it's super fucking long. So feel free to check it out. Linked it, obviously. However, I'm going to read some qualities of fairies, and these are all similarities of missing persons cases, so it kind of fucks me up. So a lot of people tend to disappear near boulder fields and berry bushes. And these are all qualities of fairies. So there is abrupt weather change after a person disappears. Younger, typically athletic men are taken. I guess I'm safe.
They like the athletic men, okay.
Smart, intellectually gifted people are taken. So guess I'm also safe.
Oh my god, stop. Jesus.
People who come back are sometimes in a state of extreme confusion.
I guess I'm abducted by fairies every day then.
Probably. And people disappear for days, even weeks on end, and reappear untouched by elements. So all of these things are in the folklore of, like, what fairies basically do to you. So it's kind of really creepy.
Alright, I got theories.
Okay, tell me your theories.
So the boulders and the berry bushes tend to be on hikes a lot. So it's probably hard to go missing without being near one of them. But also, the weather change after somebody disappears, that could have been the reason they disappeared. And then, I don't have an answer for the athletic men. Like, maybe they just test their skills too much and they get in situations they can't handle because they think they're athletic enough. That's a thing. Like, I thought I could handle Mata Hay, and, like, we did, but barely.
Okay.
Smart people, I don't know. Smart people lack common sense commonly. Like, I feel like you're one or the other. Not always, but... And then, confusion, stressful situation, you know, you kind of, like, block it out. But the reappearing without untouched by the elements if these storm changes are happening, that's kind of wild.
Okay, well, I can tell you my theories.
Alright, I'm ready.
Fairies are really drawn to berries. Like, they like the sweetness.
And cream.
Yeah, and cream. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's a good dessert, though, honestly.
Right. And, is berries and cream a dessert? Like, have you ever tried berries and whipped cream?
I mean, yeah, that's something that I would eat when I was being super fit.
Interesting.
Like, fruit and just whipped cream. Like, whipped cream isn't, like, the most healthiest thing ever, but it's, like, not a lot of calories, really.
That's what I put on my coffee in the morning.
Dude, that's so good, though.
Abrupt weather changes. Trying to make footprints disappear. Confuse people. Younger, athletic men. I don't know, maybe they think they're sexy.
I mean, that would be my guess. Like, if it was fairies, they'd be like, yeah, I dig it. They're all straight. Wait, why did I just assume that they were all female? Are fairies all female?
I don't know, but also, I
don't think so.
I feel like humans are the only people that care about, like, gender and, like, things, because all other animals will just fuck whatever, but we're like, nah, I draw the line.
We're also, like, the only species that cares about consent, though. Like, if we're gonna go there.
Okay.
Like, I do agree with you. Like, I agree with you with that, but, like, I think that's fine, obviously, but...
Okay. That's fucked up.
My bad. On today's That's Fucked Up.
What's fucked up? That's fucked up. Also, God. If you're an alien or a fairy, you want to experiment on people, so let's experiment on the athletic or super smart people.
What if we just have seen aliens and we've been calling them fairies this whole time?
What?
Why would a fairy want to experiment on a person?
I don't know.
I mean, we're assuming these fairies are highly intelligent, so, like, that basically makes them, like, the same thing, just tiny.
We're also assuming that fairies are extremely fucking mean, too, so why do you want to experiment on people? You don't. I don't know why I asked that.
Oh, fuck. I forgot I'm a fairy, my bad. I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'm gonna keep my secrets, you know?
You know, I let you get your theory out.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so extreme confusion. You want people to be confused when they're coming back. Like, you don't want people to talk. Like, is this really what I saw? Is this really not what I saw?
So they gave him a good thunk on the head?
Yeah.
That's fair. Like, I would do that if I experimented on people. I don't know.
And then people disappearing for days, and they're untouched.
Yeah, that one's, I don't know, crazy. That one's out there. Like, I don't really have a good answer.
Fairies have healing powers.
Well, hold on. They're the ones that hurt them in the first place. Why are they gonna heal them?
They didn't hurt them. They abducted them. There's a difference.
I guess you're not wrong, but, like...
Kidnap and murder is different.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Anyway, as I was saying, like... I didn't read fully into this theory because I ran out of time. So we're just theorizing along with the theory. We really don't really know much about this one. So sorry if it's not all accurate. Like, this is just our theories, which mine seem better than Jocelyn's. So.
Wow, that hurts. I put a lot of thought into mine.
Yeah.
I came up with them on a whim. Let's be honest, but...
So, like I said, like, this theory, like, there's so many theories, I can't even begin to touch all of them. Some cite aliens as what happened to them, like I mentioned before. I mean, it's pretty clear that out of all of these theories, wild animals is probably most likely.
Yeah, I think wild animals or just, like, people, you know, I don't want to say not being careful, but people meeting the elements.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say one more thing about the indigenous stories real quick. I mean, these theories have been around for centuries and centuries and centuries through indigenous folklore.
Yeah.
And, I mean, before they were theories, they were actually things that happened to people, stories, and they just basically, it was like a huge white people fucking telephone game where, like, we just basically... stole their stories, made up our own, and called it good.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think you can say that with a lot of stuff, but especially indigenous.
Mm-hmm. Like, because they've been telling their children these stories of, like, feral people, creatures, things out in the wilderness for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really interesting.
So speaking of that, I don't know if you've watched the show Res Dogs yet.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's really good, and it, you know, touches on a few things like that, and Mike and I were, like, watching it, and I always thought that I was, like, afraid of owls because of, like, the fourth kind thing,
mm-hmm.
How owls are, like, a symbol of aliens, and then when we were watching that, they had a scene where there was an owl, and they were all, like, disgusted, and they, like, blurred out the eyes of it.
Oh.
And I realized that it's because my family is indigenous. And I was, like, predisposed to hate owls.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I just didn't really remember it until that, like, triggered that memory for some reason.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with, like, a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, the dogmen and stuff like that. Like, shapeshifters and everything.
Right.
And I'm sure I don't know the technical, like, the correct stories just because my family wasn't as, like, into the indigenous culture as they probably should have been. But... it's interesting.
That really sucks, too, because it would be nice for you to know kind of like your culture and everything, and it sucks that
yeah, definitely.
We weren't all taught, like, you know, about our cultures and whatnot.
Yeah, you kind of just, like, accidentally find out later sometimes. It's weird.
Yeah. And it's crazy because what seems, like, crazy to white people is just, like, everyday normal things to indigenous people, like.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more, like, spirituality in it and, you know, it's definitely something to value.
And then one more thing I wanted to say too that I forgot about with like the fairy theory. It seemed like more children were coming back ready to talk about what happened with them. Like what they've seen and everything. And people just kind of chalked it up as, oh, they have trauma or they're just telling stories because it was so out there that they were like, yeah, this isn't a thing. And the adults were more people like, no, I'm not going to talk about what happened. So, I don't know. It's interesting to me to think about.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. I mean, children are a lot more open to experiences. Like, if it is the theories that you listed, like, let's say fairies took them,
mm-hmm.
children are more likely to not have that bias of, like, that doesn't exist, I can't say that. And they're going to speak about it, whereas adults are predisposed to assume that's not a thing, and they might right. be more likely to have a trauma response and block it out.
And the sad part is that all of the adults that heard their stories obviously chalked it up to just trauma or this kids being, you know, making up things.
And right, like kids being kids, you know?
It sucks that the kids that came back, now they have all of this trauma, plus they're not being heard.
Yeah, that's completely fair. I mean, that can cause damage, too, if it's actually what they saw.
Right. So, out of all of these theories besides wild animals, which one do you think is most plausible? All
right. I fully lean towards feral people or cannibals or glitches in the Matrix.
Yeah. I really do lean towards feral people. It just seems like it's not.
That makes sense.
It does, because we haven't explored all there is to explore yet. And like you said, the guy that lived in the mountains, he was gone for he comes out once a year.
He's like, whoa, what's happening? That's wild.
Yeah, so, and obviously they're probably not going to look exactly like we do.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to be more exposed to elements. They're
mm-hmm.
probably going to be wearing some interesting stuff. I mean, they've got to, like, what, make their own clothes?
Yeah, interesting stuff. Might not even know, you know, English.
Yeah, they could not know the normal ways of society, so they might just snatch a kid and kill him. I mean.
So, I mean, all of these theories could just be fucking feral people being blown out of proportion, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, if you saw a feral person, like, an actual feral person, I imagine that would cause quite a bit of trauma to block shit out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's terrifying, like, knowing that it's another person and they can't, like, relate to you whatsoever and understand right and wrong.
Especially if they're cannibals, because obviously...
Yeah, I mean, that too.
They're not gonna talk to you, they're gonna wanna eat you.
Yeah, it's not even, like, a conversation, it's just like, oh, look, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would you have to eat to survive, like, the normal human life if that's all you were eating?
What does that even mean?
Like, I'm just wondering if, like, the amount of people that have gone missing correlates with the amount of humans somebody would need to survive as a cannibal.
I mean, 1,600 people go missing a year. That would be quite a bit of...
Like, they don't have freezers, though, right?
I can't believe we're talking about how to consume a human.
Well... I know it's a weird question, but really that's like a good question. Like, how many humans do you need to survive? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that adds up. Like, if there's correlation.
I don't think that feral people would care if the meat went bad. So, no, they don't have...
But then they would get sick and die.
Would they, though? Because they...
Or do you get used to it?
Do other animals, like, they kill bigger things and just graze on it.
They do. I mean, like dogs can get sick from raw food diets, though.
You gotta think, like, if there's feral people, they've adapted.
That could be a thing, though, because I do notice I can eat, like, slightly expired things, whereas Mike would, like, die because I grew up poor.
I don't know how many national parks there are in the world.
There's quite a few, but like,
if you divide the missing people, it's like 4.5 people a day. So 5 people a day go missing.
Okay, yeah, that could feed a little family of cannibals.
Stop!
That could feed a little family. I mean, not a whole group. Well, if it's per, is it per national park or just like per the whole U.S.?
I don't know because I don't know how many parks there are, but 5 people go missing every day in any national park.
Oh, like in any national, like,
yeah.
Okay. I know, I'm sure you weren't expecting me to be like, oh, how many people do you need to survive as a cannibal?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that question, and yeah. So I guess the takeaway from this is stay on the fucking trails.
And, like, tell people where you're going. Don't stray. And, like, maybe avoid cannibals.
And if somebody, like, screams help and being eaten, don't be the hero.
You know, honestly, fuck that. I agree with you. Don't be a hero.
It could be a feral cannibal trying to lure you in, or a fairy. I guess we'll never know.
Hold on. Or it could be a cannibalistic fairy.
I mean, fairies in folklore are kind of mean, so
yeah, it could happen.
Could happen. But anyway, I'm actually going to post a poll on Instagram. You can tell us your theories when this is loaded. Tell us, like, which one you think it could be. Don't call us crazy, though, because
yeah, please don't. We already know.
No matter what this is an issue. 1,600 people going missing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been joking a lot during this podcast, but I'm not taking away from how serious, like, people going missing are. That's a huge problem, whether it's cannibals or fairies.
Yeah, there's obviously a huge issue going on in our national parks, and the thing that I don't like is that there's not really any police reports. Like, people call, like, hey, this person's missing, and it basically just ends like that. Like, there's so many people looking that looked for Gabby in these national parks. Where's that same energy for all of the other missing people that go reported every single fucking day in these national parks?
A lot of people are asking it, and I'm here for it. Like, I'm really glad that everybody got into Gabby's case, even though some people aren't. But I feel like we could do that for every case. Like, come on, guys. We can do this for every case. Look through your YouTube footage. That's all it took.
Yeah, true. But it's really weird that they say we don't have the resources until we do.
Yeah, that's super true.
But anyways, that's the conspiracy theory. Instagram, TikToks are linked.
Bye.
Bye.